fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome again to Fire on the Earth. I want to finish up the reflection on the season of Advent. I've been going through the last 4 weeks, and I hope it's been of encouragement to you. If you're just tuning in now and you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs are archived there. We're just a couple of days away from the great celebration, really tomorrow night, a celebration Christmas Eve, the beautiful evening Christmas Eve Mass. If you could go to it, I encourage you to go. If anyone's listening today and you haven't been to Mass in a long time, you happen to stumble onto the program or you're not sure if you're going to be going to Mass on Christmas, let me just strongly encourage you, go to Mass. And if you can, go to the Christmas Mass. There's one at every parish. Just look it up. Go to any website in any parish or drive by a parish church. And if they have a sign outside, it'll tell you what time Mass is. Beautiful light service. It's glorious. And guess what? Even if you're not Catholic, go to Mass. Go to one of those Masses and just sit and listen. Listen to the worship. Take in the smells of incense and the praise that's going up to God. Listen to the words that are being read and the words spoken by the priest and the response of the people. There'll be a communion time during Mass. Don't go to communion, but the priest might say, if you're not Catholic, you can come forward with your arms crossed and I'll give you a blessing. Some parishes do that. But just go and ask these two questions. Two questions asked by my favorite saint and maybe one of the great saints of all time, Saint Francis of Assisi, the much beloved. He would frequently ask God, God, who are you? And who am I? Shut down everything else. Shut down the noise of the world that is perpetually trying to tell you who you are. And in particular, in our country and countries like it, it's often shaped with an economic motive to shape an identity for you that you can be enslaved to so that you spend a lot of money to secure that identity for most of your life. And of course, it'll leave you empty because that's not who you are. Just make a break from all of that, just for 2 days. Shut it all down. Shut your phone down. Shut everything else out. And go and search for the voice of God. God, where are you? They tell me you're coming today, that you're here. What does this mean? Is it real? Is it true? Open your heart. Listen for God. Give him permission. Welcome him. That's the best way to spend the next few days if you don't know him. Even if you do know him. I ended yesterday's program talking about the last section from the catechism that I wanted to be talking about during this season of Advent. And it ends with, you know, the final bookend between the first coming of Christ is one bookend, the return of the Lord and the final judgment is the second bookend. And the rest of human history is between those two bookends. And so this is what I read yesterday, if you missed it. It's paragraph 678 from the Catholic Catechism, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Following the steps of the prophets and John the Baptist, Jesus announced the judgment of the last day in his preaching. Then will the conduct of each one and the secrets of hearts be brought to light. Now's a good time to have that happen. Now's the time to welcome Jesus when he wants to come in mercy. He wants to bring you salvation. He wants to forgive you of all your sins. He wants to wipe away all your shame. He wants to make you a new creation. He loves you. He wants to fight for you, not with you. He wants to come after you now. If you receive him, you open up your heart to him now and let him reach in and take out all the shame and all the sin and the brokenness and the compromise and the hypocrisy that's present there. Let his light shine into your heart. Say, come, Lord Jesus. Forgive me of my sin. Come make your home in me. Come, Lord Jesus. And let him heal you. Let him begin to heal your life. He said, it says, then will the culpable unbelief that counted the offer of God's grace as nothing be condemned. Now, if we remain in our sin and we're indifferent to God's offer and we let Christmas after Christmas go by, this celebration of God's coming and the offer of salvation, we're indifferent to it. We'd rather just party on and live for ourselves. And it's no big deal. friend, what the Catechism is telling us, and it's just simply quoting essentially Scripture, the teaching of Jesus and the apostles. If that's where you are when your bell rings and it's time for you to go home, it's time for you to meet your Maker, it's really clear. If you haven't dealt with it and received Christ, the gift that's being offered, it says, then will the culpable unbelief. What does that mean? The culpable unbelief. That means unbelief we're responsible for. There's really no excuse. No one will have an excuse on the day of judgment when we meet the Lord. You aren't even going to want to. I mean, we're used to excuses. We can con people in this world. We do it all the time. But it won't happen then. In fact, you won't have a word to say. Because the truth about your heart and what you've made and created will be revealed. Who you are at your core. And that'll be defined by how you responded or did not respond to your Maker, to God, to God's offer of love. That's what this season of gift giving is about. It's to remind us of the great gift that we've been given. So culpable unbelief, that is, you might say, well, I just didn't see enough evidence of God, or, you know, you might have all your reasons, but guess what? Scripture is very clear. Every one of us is made with a capacity to know something about God, that God exists. And as such, we're responsible to acknowledge Him as Creator and to give Him thanks for how we live. To ignore that, to suppress that, to turn away from that, is to be culpably living in unbelief. That means you're responsible for it. And this culpable unbelief, the Catechism says, that counted the offer of God's grace as nothing. So turning away and not receiving it, shelving it, being indifferent to it, responding lukewarm, is to count it as nothing. That response to God will lead to eternal condemnation. That's a fact. Today's the day of your salvation. Today the gift is being offered. In the last paragraph in this whole section, 679, it says, Christ is Lord of eternal life. Full right to pass definitive judgment on the works and hearts of men belongs to Him as the Redeemer of the world. How about that? He is the one who has the right to pass judgment. He's going to read your heart perfectly, and He's going to show the Father what you've done with the freedom that you've been given. And at that point, honestly, as I said yesterday, it's really too late at that point. There is no second chance. It says, He acquired this right by the cross, by His death on the cross. He won victory over the power of sin and death. He Himself conquered sin, the judgment of sin. He paid the price for sin. He destroyed the power of the devil. He destroyed death's power. He swallowed it up in victory. It says, The Father has given all judgment to the Son. Yet the Son did not come to judge us, but to save us and to give the life He has in Himself. That's what it's all about. Do you want the gift that's in Jesus? That is the only question that matters, literally. It's the only question that matters. It's the one thing that will determine whether your life is a success or a failure. Did you receive the life that was offered to you, the eternal life that is in Jesus Christ? Friends, that's what Advent is all about, is for us to get clear, to be clear in your mind and in your heart that God has acted. The question, have you responded? Or do you actually live a life as if God doesn't exist? You're on cruise control, living your own pattern of life according to your own priorities and pleasures, indifferent to God and basically feeling pretty good about who you are and where you are. And how many people say, I don't really need God? You know, the silliness that God somehow is the opium of the people, the great escape of the people who can't deal with reality. Absolute craziness and silliness, right? God is a distraction for the weak. He's medication for the people who can't handle it. Whatever it is, all those kinds of lies that are present. The Catechism goes on and said, by rejecting grace in this life, that is this gift, this offer of God, one already judges oneself, receives according to one's works, and can even condemn oneself for all eternity by rejecting the Spirit of love. That's the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, who wants to pour God's love into your heart and to give you hope and a destiny. Have you received Jesus? Have you opened your heart? What does it mean to open your heart? It means to say, Jesus, I need you. I've sinned against you. I cannot save myself. And I need salvation. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Lead me to the Father. I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. I want to walk in your footsteps. I want to be your disciple. Holy Spirit, come and help me seek Jesus. Help me love what I don't love yet. Help me to hunger and thirst for the holiness that he calls me to. I want to be like him. Come, Holy Spirit. If you've never been baptized, if you're listening and you're not a follower of Jesus, and you want to become a follower of Jesus, I'd recommend go find a Catholic church wherever you are. Knock on the door. Don't be afraid. Just go knock on the door. Say you really need to talk to a priest. Tell people who you are. Sit down with the priest, look him right in the eye and say, Father, I'm a sinful man. I don't know God. I want to become a follower of Jesus. I want to become a Christian. I want to be born again, as the Bible talks about. Help me. And he'll help you. He'll listen to you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. God wants to give you the gift of heaven. The world wants to give you counterfeits and stupid distractions that always leave us empty. It will fill our time from morning till night. It'll give us a gazillion distractions all the time, reaching into our pocket to take our money, to keep us addicted to the things that are going to keep us spending money. And we, because of our emptiness, because of our isolation, because of our sin, because of our shame, we will choose oblivion. We will choose a perpetual distraction. But you know as well as I do, it never, never satisfies. Temporary pleasure, it all goes away and leaves us empty. We're left with ourselves, afraid, broken, lost. And Jesus is saying, let me come to you now in this season. Let me cleanse you. Let me heal your shame. Let me touch your heart and your mind. I want to make you a new creation. I make all things new. And I want to make you new. I want to show you the eternal life I have in store for you. I want to show you that you are bound and destined to live in glory forever, a glory beyond your wildest imagining. Yes, you. If you say yes to me, if you welcome me, if you make your home in me, pray that prayer, friend. Live that. Decide for that. Let Jesus lead you home to the Father. God bless you. Have a wonderful celebration of Christmas.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.